Line.
Nugget and Al's What's My Line?
Movie lines.
Ramsey.
Hello.
What's my line today? Are we going to play as a movie line? Very simply, if we get it without a clue, we get 2 points. If we need a clue, which is always a huge risk with Albie, we only get 1 point. Ladies first as always.
Round one is always fairly easy. Let's see how you go with your choice here, or my choice for you.
Is she choosing
I never said
now?
I was all-knowing. I said I was all-powerful. The most powerful being in the universe. Look, whatever I don't know, I know I can learn it.
You don't know what this is?
You had a smile on your face. You knew what it was from the very
straight
first
away,
syllable.
That's Will Smith in Aladdin.
I've never seen that.
Because I love, you know, the classic Disney flicks, I was like, begrudgingly, I'm going to go see this remake. I'm not sure what I'm going to think of it.
And it was really good, wasn't it?
I went and saw it in the cinema, I think like 3 or 4 times in the cinema.
Do you know I've never seen either? I've never seen the original Aladdin.
What? The original cartoony one?
Well, I'm a big fan. Okay. I'll put it that way. I listen to the soundtrack, like it's mixed in with my normal music. So I'll be listening to Ariana Grande and then it's like Prince Ali by Will Smith.
From Aladdin.
That's disquieting. I'm not going to lie to you.
Totally different direction for your first one, Nugget.
Give me back my son!
Oh.
Hello! You want him? Yes! You want him?
Oh, that's an amazing movie that I loved when I first saw it. Now I cannot watch now that I have children.
Yeah.
That is often quoted in our home, but we say, give me back my chips. It's a long story that I won't get into tonight between my wife and I. That's Mel Gibson in Ransom.
Ransom!
Back when Mel Gibson was A, the biggest star in the world, and B, not a pariah.
Playing a multi-millionaire whose son was kidnapped.
It's a great movie.
And he just decided to put a bounty on the guy, didn't he?
Yeah, he basically turned the tables and said, this is the go.
That... I've never seen the movie, so listening to that just then was
very... Very, very disturbing.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It's a great
movie. To go
movie.
From Aladdin to
I know,
that.
I know.
Was that an outtake of Aladdin?
Your second one, it's bringing us back into the happiest.
You get all the nice ones.
Yeah. Here we go.
What are you talking about?
Somehow, I don't know how, I think we got like sucked into the game. Oh. And we've become the avatars that we chose.
Another remake, Jumanji?
Yeah.
Jumanji.
That'll do.
Oh, it's not exactly Jumanji.
Okay.
It's Jumanji something.
Jumanji.
Are you willing to accept just Jumanji?
I don't care, but you're the quiz master.
Okay. It's Dwayne The Rock Johnson in Jumanji.
Look, I'll give it to you.
Is it Dwayne The Rock Johnson appears
in Jumanji? It's called
Jumanji
Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah, it is.
But this time the game is a video game, isn't it? Rather than the board game. Your second one.
There are 4 types of people who join the military. For some, it's family trade. Others are patriots, eager to serve. Next, you have those who just need a job. Then there's the kind who want a legal means of killing other people. James Barr is one of those.
Oh, okay. Because I picked it as Tom Cruise straight away.
Yes.
And I thought, when he was talking about the military, I thought it might have been going way back to Born on the 4th of July, but it's not. That's Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher in 2012.
Until he said the guy's name at the end, I was fully on board with Born on the 4th of July.
I think that's actually a series of books too, isn't it?
They're amazing books. And the irony is, the Jack Reacher character, a real factor in the books, is what a massive dude he is. Like, it's actually, it's often referenced in the books that he has to step under doorways, and he often just defeats enemies by just beating the crap out
Tom
of him.
Tom doesn't have to do that.
Because he's like 6'7". They describe his hands as the size of rotisserie chickens. Like, he's a big dude. And then they get Tom Cruise, otherwise known as Jack Can't Reacher, the top shelf at Aldi. It was an odd bit of casting.
I'm not casting any stones.
Yeah, no. It was weird that 5'2" Tom Cruise got asked to play Jack Reacher.
4 points all. Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
We know how this goes.
Tiebreaker.
As soon as you think you know what it is, and I've got the ability to stop like that.
Here we know you have the ability.
Here we go. What is this movie?
And Linda answers the door wearing nothing
Nugget.
But my...
Oh, wait, I know it! This was my High School Musical!
The answer to the... Tiebreaker. That's the wedding singer.
It is too.
Oh my gosh, I've never seen it, but that scene...
What?
That scene was the audition scene for our High School Musical. If you were auditioning for one of the girl parts, you had to be Linda answering the door.
In his Van Halen t-shirt.
Funny part about that scene, though, is Billy Idol appears in that part. You know, when they're in the plane.
I was on the plane end. Yeah, yeah. It's a great little cameo from Billy. He's in that movie longer than he was at the NRL Grand Final that year. He made it to at least 3 minutes in The Wedding Singer.
6-4 win for
good
you,
win.
Nuggets.
That was a good win.
Which means... First to 50, it's now 35-24, so you've opened up a handy lead.
Very exciting.
With our TV themes coming up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, Theme Weavers.
Theme Weavers.
See you, Lanzi.
Theme Weavers.